Time series decomposition. The decomposition of time series data seeks to understand the patterns of demand in a given sequence of historical data. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines time series decomposition as a method of forecasting that separates time series data into as many as three predictable components: trend, seasonal, and cyclical. The forecast is created by projecting the predictable patterns individually and then combining them into one forecast. C. Cyclical component, random component, seasonal component, trend component. The next forecasting example will have seasonality, a strong trend, and, as with any real data, random components. Note that cyclical in the definition refers to repetitive activity other than annual recurrent periods, such as the economic cycle of growth and recession. The cyclical component is not addressed in this example. Exhibit 3-41 is a depiction of a time series decomposition in a chart with a trend line. The point where the trend intersects zero on the chart shows that there were 161 units of demand. Exhibit 3-41. Time series decomposition. What do you notice about the demand patterns in the graph? Do you see a trend pattern and, within that pattern, a repeating seasonal pattern? Can you identify some products that might have this type of demand? At this point, it is important to distinguish between two types of seasonal variation, additive and multiplicative. Additive seasonal variation assumes that there is a constant seasonal amount regardless of what the trend or average amount is. The seasonality is overlaid on the trend. This is what is happening in this example. With multiplicative seasonal variation, the trend is multiplied by the seasonal factors. The highs and lows would both increase in this method, and the seasonality would appear to become more volatile. The following steps will demonstrate how decomposition can be used to create a forecast when there are both trend and seasonal components in a time series. Our example uses a 2-year time series for simplicity. Step 1. Plot the seasonal data and calculate the trend line. The data have already been plotted for a 2-year period in Exhibit 3-41. We've used a spreadsheet graphic application to calculate a quarterly trend line through the data for these 2 years. Note the left intercept, in this case, 161, denoted as B in the trend equation below. This equation simply means that the trend line starts at 161 and rises by 50 units every quarter, so the slope, or rise over run, denoted as M, is 50 units slash quarter, where X is the period in question. It rises to 561 units in quarter 4, year 2. This is a rise of 400 units over 8 quarters, starting at 161 units in quarter 0. So the trend for quarter 1 of year 1 is 211 units, as shown in Exhibit 3-42 below, along with the actual demand and trend figures for all 8 quarters of years 1 and 2. Note that the trend does not yet account for seasonality. This will be addressed next. Exhibit 3-42. Seasonal quarterly data. Step 2. Calculate the trend-adjusted seasonal factor. This step requires two calculations. Determine the actual to trend ratio by dividing actual by trend for each quarter of the 2 years. Calculate the trend adjusted seasonal indexes based on averaging same quarter ratios for quarters 1 through 4 for these 2 years. Use the trend adjusted seasonal indexes to generate the seasonal forecast for the following year. Step 3. Calculate the trend adjusted seasonal forecast. For each quarter of the forecasted year, multiply the trend value shown in the trend column by the quarter's trend adjusted seasonal index, as is shown in Exhibit 3-43. To determine the annual forecast, sum the quarterly forecast results. Compare the aggregate forecast to the actual demand of the preceding year and determine the difference. This figure indicates the effect of the trend on the aggregate forecast. Exhibit 3-43. Time series decomposition forecast. Case study exercise. Consider our case study organizations: a fast fashion clothing retailer, a hotel group with more than 2,000 hotels in Europe, North America, and China, a commercial door manufacturer who uses both MTO and MTS, a motorcycle manufacturer who also makes scooters, and a shipbuilder who builds a wide variety of vessels. Which do you think would experience the greatest seasonal demand for its products or services? Rank the case study organizations in terms of seasonal demand, and provide specific examples to support your opinion using what you've learned thus far.